It's Edward Goldman with Arto on KCRW. With the holiday season upon us, it might be a good idea to take a bird's eye view of the American museum scene here in California and elsewhere across the country. This Kerbal Cultural Center has pulled off the near impossible by bringing from Washington an important scholarly exhibition that ran at the Library of Congress for 4 years and was viewed there by some 2 million visitors. This exhibition, Creating the United States, is an impressive presentation of original documents and artifacts relating to our nation's formative early years. Now at the Skirball, in its only appearance outside of the Capitol, this elegantly installed exhibition has been enriched with additional materials from major American collections. This is a truly rare opportunity to see original manuscripts, including a rough draft of the Declaration of Independence in Thomas Jefferson's own handwriting and his tabulation of state votes on the Constitution. To remind us that democracy is a process and often a rather painful and messy one, I suggest that you visit the excellent photography exhibition focused on the Civil War currently on display at the Huntington Library in San Marino. This exhibition, that I talked about a few months ago, is drawn from the museum's extensive collections and concentrates on rare and little-known photographs documenting the Civil War, which cost the nation the lives of 750,000 people. To return to our bird's-eye view, let's take a look at the American culture scene today. Fiscal cliff be damned. Ambitious new art museums continue to pop up all over the country, while existing museums keep expanding. A year ago, the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, designed by Moshe Safdie and founded by Walmart heiress Alice Walton, opened in Bentonville, Arkansas. Last month, yet another ambitious museum, the Eli and Edith Broad Museum of Art, was inaugurated on the campus of Michigan State University, the alma mater of the well-known Los Angeles art philanthropist. The museum was designed by Pritzker Prize winner Zaha Hadid. And last but not least, Long Island's century-old Parrish Art Museum moved last month to a new building designed by Herzog and Demiron. Here on the home front, there is news from two museums. The small, feisty Wendt Museum, dedicated to the history and culture of the Cold War, is ready to move from a far corner of Culver City to a more central location near Sony Studios. The museum will be moved to the decommissioned National Guard Armory, a huge single-story structure built in 1950 during the height of the Cold War, the very subject of this museum. Talk about a brilliant stroke of poetic justice. And if you haven't been to the charming Southland city of El Segundo in a while, there is an excellent reason to go there in January when a new art museum will open on Main Street. This small private museum, envisioned and funded by the adventurous young collectors Eva and Brian Sweeney, is describing itself as an art laboratory, and its inaugural exhibition Desire promises bizarre yet beautiful combination of works. Christo, alongside Camille Pissarro, and Gustave Courbet and Camille Corot, next to Peter Doig and Anselm Kiefer. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.